So good morning once again. My name is Satchanama. I'm here at Adishtana in the midst of the March 2016 Preceptors College meeting, doing a series of interviews. I already had Subhadramati introduce one of the new members of the college. This morning I've got Ashok Shri with me, who's just recently joined the college, and also Parami, who's a good friend of hers. Parami's going to ask her some questions just by way of introducing Ashok Shri to you. So over to you, Parami.
Thank you. I must say, first of all, it's absolutely delightful to have Ashok Shri in the college. Ashok Shri and I go back a very, very long way, don't we?
We do. We were mentors.
About 40 years almost. Yeah. We've known each other. And given that we're quite young still, that, you know, we were very young. So it's absolutely delightful. From my point of view, it's just lovely to have you here, like a very old friend in a kind of newish context for you.
Yeah, I think that's what I find great about being here, is actually reconnecting with a lot of friends that go back a long way in a different context. It's not like I've been out of contact with people, but it's like reconnecting on a different level, I suppose, or in a different context.
Mm. Yeah, and it isn't just the women.
It's not just the women. It's lots of old friends back from Arya Loka days and Norwich days.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things about this generation in the college. You know, we've known each other for a really long time, a lot of us. We go back a long way. All sorts of cross kind of friendships and, you know, people that have worked together and lived together and stuff like that. So it feels familiar to you to walk into.
Exactly, it does. It feels very easy and very natural, actually. Mm.
So now that you're a public preceptor, you haven't yet done your first public ordination, but you'll be concentrating mainly on people, women from America, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I go to America once or twice every year for GFR retreats and to help in the ordination process there. So I will continue really as that my main area of focus, really.
So how long have you been doing that, Ashok?
I think I first went in 2000, so it's a very long time. So I've seen quite a couple of generations of mitras come up, become order members, and even become preceptors, actually.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So you go to America, you go on retreats, you hang out with people, you drink coffee. What do you do?
Drink lots of coffee, have lots of breakfast, because in America...
Yes.
the day starts quite early, and usually meeting somebody for breakfast. Yeah. I do all those things. I do all those things. I primarily go for the GFR retreat. Up until a couple of years ago, we've only ever had one each year. Mm. Last couple of years, we've had two. One on either coast.
Mm. East coast and west coast.
Yeah, actually, America is... Well, the US is very wide, actually. It's a very big country, but there's a long way between
3,000 miles.
It's as far as it is from the UK to Boston, as it is from Boston to San Francisco. And that is paid for by the Mitras fundraise. They've got a fund called Bridge of Light, and they fund myself and other people to be able to go on the retreats.
So now that you've got the retreats on both coasts, are you going on both of those retreats?
I haven't done yet. Hopefully from next year I will.
Great.
Yeah.
So you live in London?
I live right in the centre of London, in Covent Garden, on my own. I'm very lucky. I have quite a nice flat in the centre of town, which is 7 minutes from the British Museum and 10 minutes from the river. But really what is brilliant about it is it's one direct route to Heathrow, so it's very easy for people to, when they're coming over from the US, to come and stay with me.
You've had some of the Mexican women as well, actually, haven't you, come stay with you?
I have. I've had Aria and one of her daughters. Mm. I think she's the only Mexican.
Is she?
Yeah.
But you've made a bit of a connection, haven't you?
I have, yes. Well, we had this joint... North American, so Mexico, US and Canada, GFR retreat 3 years ago, I think it was. And I stayed with Aria. And Yeah, we just struck it off, and you know, we've kept up a connection since then. And I'm hoping that that will be something that continues, and the work that we do in the US connects even more with Mexico.
Well, interestingly, one of the things we've done in this meeting is we've divided the women's public preceptor Kula into two, and you and I are in the Americas.
The Americas and Spain.
In Spain, that's right, yeah.
Because of language with Mexico.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're in the Americas.
So that'll be interesting to see how that sort of goes.
Yeah.
So how have you found your first meeting so far? I know it's only been a few days, really, hasn't it?
It feels like a very long time, actually. I feel like I've been here weeks already, and we've only had 3 days. not because it's been bad, it's a good thing. It's been very rich, and the first couple of days we usually have lots of meetings talking about private preceptors to be and processes, public preceptors to be. And that's been good, that's been lovely actually, just being in the women's cooler, connecting with people. And then we had a perfect day for me yesterday with Sabuti. Teaching the Manjigosha Stuti Sadhana, which is my practice, and I absolutely love it. So, and to be well and truly honest, one of the highlights of being part of the college is the thought of studying with Sabuti. So it was a very, very nice day for me yesterday.
We've got another one today.
We have another one today.
Did you enjoy the Sadhana practice in the afternoon?
I did. He led us right through the whole of the practice. I don't think anybody's ever led me through the whole practice.
Do you remember Bhante did it in a convention? Way back, we'd just been ordained. And he led a couple of sadhanas.
Oh, I don't remember, to be honest, him doing the Manjigosha sadhana. I remember him doing Tara.
Yeah, that was another occasion.
But he wouldn't have led it in such detail that Sabuti led.
No, he really didn't.
No. And I loved it. It's like it was just utter receptivity, really, to whatever he was saying.
Really?
Letting the words sort of open up my meditation practice.
Something else came into my mind there to ask you, and it's going out again.
But can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know you've got a really good connection with Karen Davey, so you work with her. I wonder if you could just say a bit about that and the rest of the team that you maybe work on the Going for Refuge retreats.
Oh, good. Yes. I first met Karen Davey. Actually, I met her when she was a mitra. But I started working with her in 2000. She was part of the team. And so we've got a friendship that goes back, well, actually it goes back to 94, I think, or even before then. She came on one of the earlier women's pre-ordination training retreats way back in the late 80s. Corinna Davey, I'm really sorry that Corinna Davey's not here. She was planning to come, but her health hasn't allowed it.
So we all send our love to Karen Davey if she's
absolutely listening. Lots and lots of love to Corinna Davey if she's listening to this, and I'm sure she will. We work very, very well, very easily together. We quite quickly struck up a friendship. And we, along with Dialochana, we've been the main three who have been running the women's ordination training for the last few years, since Dianandi left a few years ago. We've got things are changing out there as well. We've got a new team that's building with new preceptors, new potential preceptors. So there's very, very much a sense of growth.
Yeah, there's a couple of new women private preceptors.
Yeah, Amala and Papatara have both become preceptors this year, and there's a couple of people who have been asked and will be thinking about going into the process before too long. We've got about 60 GFR mitras.
Okay.
I think. But people come from both sides of Canada and all over the States, with obviously a larger amount around Ariloka, There's quite a few in New York now and then, Missoula, San Francisco, Seattle, Vancouver. But we have people who live quite isolated and, you know, their main contact is coming on the GFI retreat each year.
So when's your next visit, Emily?
My next visit isn't till October.
And is that East Coast or West Coast?
That is East Coast. That's a GFI retreat at Arioloca. And usually when I go out as well, I try and do some sort of little order retreat. Because I'm there and I want to meet up with order members as well. And then obviously lots of coffee drinking.
So you envisage yourself carrying on working in the States?
I do, for as long as I'm needed, really. Mm.
Good. And you would be open, you and you as a representative of the team, open to building those connections with Latin America?
Absolutely, I think it's a brilliant idea. Mm. Yeah, and I think the Americans, the US citizens and the Canadians and Mexicans do want to have that link themselves. So I don't think it's anything that needs to be imposed on people. I think there's a natural connection.
Yeah, there's already some of the Mexicans have been up on retreats for Viveka in particular, her meditation retreats on the West Coast. It's easier on the whole though for people from the USA to visit Mexico. For Mexicans, it's quite hard sometimes to get visas.
Because of visas,
So some of them who are professional or who have already got visas are fine, but some of them won't be able to do that. So I guess we need to have a little think about whether we're going to have another Pan-American.
I think we should. I think
I'd be up for it.
Yeah, I'd be up for it, and I know the others would be as well.
Okay, should we do it?
Okay, shall we book it now?
Yeah.
So who are the other members of this North American Women's Scuba?
So it's Parami and myself. Well, it's Parami, Paramichita.
We're the from Latin American and Spain.
And then there's myself and Karina Davey, along with Dianandi and Sangha Davey. And it's kind of an overlapping cooler because that is the US side.
Yes, two sort of sub.
And the Mexican Spanish side is Parami, Paramichita, myself, Karina Davey, along with Maitreyi and or Dhammadina.
Yeah. As appropriate. And Dhammadina, as appropriate.
So it's kind of, we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah, it's a bit of an experiment at the moment. But now that there's 11 of us in the women's cooler, or 12 if Karina Davey were here, it's a big group to be having lots of discussions in. So there was quite a strong feeling that it would be worth separating. It wasn't immediately obvious how to separate it, but that was one possible combination, which Paramichita was really keen on. Actually, so, and it does make a lot of sense geographically. It makes sense.
It does.
We're just going to see how that goes. I'm unfortunately in three coolers.
So you're also Australian.
Yeah, I'm in the Australasian cooler.
Yeah.
And although I'm not going to be in the UK and Ireland cooler, I do quite a lot of ordinations for people from the UK and Ireland, so I'll probably have to be involved in it to some extent.
Yeah.
But my main cooler will be the Americas.
And I was quite keen to have my toes dipped into the UK
cooler,
partly just as a way of training and understanding how it all works. Because I actually live on that continent as well, and I do have a bit of connection.
So I think we agreed that we would copy you into certain things.
That's
just
right.
So that you and Paramichita, so that you could just follow the thinking and the questioning and
stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Yeah. Well, thanks very much.
I hope you enjoyed the rest of the meeting. And just again to finish, I'm just so delighted that you're in the college and that we're going to be working together again after so many years.
It's great, isn't it? Yeah, thank you. I'm very, very happy to be here.